This is the Boys 67. Mark is in the kitchen here on November 10th with me, eating his peanut butter and crackers that he made for himself. And I told him, Mark, don't get the crumbs anywhere else but right where you're working. And he said, if you say so. And I said, yeah, I say so. And he said, say so means I will. And that was his interpretation. What does say so mean?
I won't make a mess anymore.
Okay, you won't make a mess anymore? Okay. Not sure how it got that interpretation, but I guess he understands that say so has something to do with giving permission or
going along with someone's request.
I can make a mess in here.
Are you going to make a mess in that box?
Yeah.
Okay, let me show you to take out the crackers so you can make a nice mess here. There's your crackers to eat. You're going to eat those, right?
All of them.
You eat all those crackers and I'll put the crumbs out over here.
Mess now?
Yeah. Don't make a mess, okay? Promise?
I don't want a mess. Put these back here. Nice and neat.
All neatly, okay?
That's pretty neat.
Okay, now you can eat those and don't make a mess. Promise?
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty neat. I thought it would be pretty neat.
Yeah.
We'll have to be stuck back together.
Okay, you can stack them together, but don't get crumbs all over.
Someone must have put peanut butter under here.
Okay, that's yummy. Do you like that?
Good. It has, they already fixed it for you. Somebody fixed it for you already.
I don't want to eat it.
Okay. You don't have to eat it if you don't want to.
Maybe somebody would like to fix something. Or somebody that they need a sandwich for.
Okay. Next time.
What?
Okay.
The peanut butter will fall over. That's the nice thing.
Okay.
Look, it's still in the pit room. The knife is still in the pit room.
Okay, are you all ready?
Yeah. Still eating.
I have to go get Ross now, okay? Will you stay here and watch cartoons? Or do you want to come with me? Watch cartoons? What?
After I finish my sandwich.
Okay, but just sit right there and finish it, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to put these crackers down now. They have to get back in their little box.
And don't go about me.
Okay, but no more peanut butter. Do you want another peanut butter? Are you all done?
There's one more peanut butter.
You want me to make one more for you?
Yeah.
Okay, which ones do you want? The Ritz crackers? You want Ritz crackers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You sure are a smart boy, you know that?
Yeah.
Here you go. We'll give you two Ritz crackers, okay? Are you happy?
Let's go.
No, leave that here. You can't put those crumbs have to stay here. You can eat that when you come back. You can't eat that now.
Don't go without me.
I won't go without you. You have to finish it or else we eat it later, okay?
What?
Finish it now, and then we can go.
Or
eat it later. Or eat it later.
Or stack. Leave it here.
Okay, if you want, you can leave it here.
Clean
your little fingers, okay?
No, I'll clean it myself. One time some of it, and all of it just appeared. Maybe it's going to work again.
Hope so. Are you ready to go?
If it doesn't, I'll have to do it again. If it does, I won't have to do it all over again. Wow!
Come here, my phone. Okay, you're going to clean up? Wash your hands.
Mark said, Indian guides. And I said, you can't go this year, Mark. You can't go till next year. And he said, I know. It's just that I'm proud that you and Ross can go, are going to Indian guides. And he was really proud. He was sort of going, acting real proud. Why are you proud, Marty?
You won't go in there.
Mm-hmm. Will you go next year? Will you go to Indian guides next year? Will you be proud? Will you be proud?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, Mark.
Why?
Because you're doing a good job at preschool.
You did a good job at stepping.
Yeah.
You mean one at a time on steps?
Yes, that's what it means.
And not even falling.
Right.
Mark's going to sing this for you. It's a new song he learned.
One little apple shouting at me. I shook that tree as hard as I could. Down came the apple and was it good.
Now do more apples.
Two little apples smiling at me. Okay, smile this time. Two little apples smiling at me. I shook that tree as hard as I could. Now give them the apples. Were all of them good.
What about down came one apple?
Down came all of them. Were they good. Down came some more. Were they good?
How many apples did you eat, Mark? How did they come down?
Five.
Do they come down one at a time?
This one goes down, then this one goes down.
Show me how that works.
No.
Good. Very good, Mark.
And what about one goes down? And
I'll be back in a second.
Okay. No.
You can record it.
And is that good?
Yeah.
Yes,
and then the next one?
Meow.
You say the part that goes to that.
Here's another one? Meow.
Before you were saying one came down and was it good?
Meow. Now there's none and now there's some more.
Mark, Ross will be, here comes Ross.
He wants to take a horsey ride on me and said, this is the first ride, and then there's the second ride, and then there's the last ride. How many rides are you going to have, Mark? How many rides are you going to have? Three? Okay. There'll be three rides. Okay, this is the first ride, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be the first ride, okay. Where is this ride going?
What?
Where are we going?
Around and upstairs.
Put your tape
over
right here.
Your finger?
I'll put your tape right over here and you took it and put it over. Well, actually, this is better right here, okay?
Okay. So,
what did you say a little bit earlier about your brains when you were going to get angry? You said when you get a mad something in your brains, what is it? What happens?
Don't remember.
You don't remember what it was you said?
No.
Were you going to get mad ideas?
What?
We get mad ideas in your brain?
Yeah. Mad ideas that whip you punch you on the chest?
Why were you mad at me?
Only when you put soap on my hair and wash it.
I see.
That's only when I get mad.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Here we go again.
When the wife said, get on better, and said, I am on. What? You were just, like, almost behind my bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were falling off the backside, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, now are you doing better?
No. It's
no. Second ride. Okay, now we're on the second ride. Get down. Okay, get down and get up for your second ride. Give the horse your rest.
Only a 5 rest. Only a 5.
What is a 5?
5.
5 minutes?
5 minutes until we can get to get another one.
Do you take a 5 minute rest at preschool?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah.
When do you take?
No, it's 5.
Okay, now.
So you can go.
So I can go. This is number 2? This is what? Right. This is your second ride?
Yeah. Number 2 is second ride.
Okay.
And number 3 is the last one.
Right.
One more upstairs for the last one.
Right.
No, first, and another first, and another first. Another second,
Mm-hmm.
Another last.
Mm-hmm.
Then
you
can do
reading. Right. Then Ross does the reading because he's the boy that knows how to read.
Yeah, and I'm not the boy. Knows how to read.
You're the boy that knows how to ride a horse. Right? What?
Cut.
Horsey's got to take a rest now. That's the end of the second ride.
That's going to be the Now it's going to be another one.
Now comes the last ride. Get back on now.
And then we'll do another one.
No, we're not going to do another last ride. This is the last ride, okay?
Only one more upstairs. The last
ride. Okay, we'll go upstairs.
It's gonna be the last one.
Okay, okay. We'll go upstairs. I'll take you on a ride upstairs.
Daddy, Mom says that this is all done.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Mom. Go tell
Mom.
Good, Mark. How do we earn badges, Mark, Ross?
Daddy, will you let me?
We can get back. Yeah.
If I do my math good every day, then I get $1 that everyone goes in. And I'll earn a ride, and then we'll go on the cruise.
Then we'll go on a guide's trip, right? You have to save money so you can pay for the trips, because they're very expensive.
Hey, Mark!
He's being good. Mark's being good.
He jumped and hit my head.
You boys, be nice to each other. Okay?
Go, Orson!
Will you be nice to your brother?
Yeah.
Okay, because he was being real nice. Okay, hop you on, Marty. Mark, stay on. Hold on to Rossi. Okay, we're going now. Is everybody holding on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Marty said, I want a scub of water. And I said, what kind of scub? You mean a mug? He said, yeah, I mean a mug. And I brought him a Jedi mug. And I said, is that a scub of water? And he said, yeah, that's a scub. And he pointed to Mary's cup of coffee and said, that's not a scub over there. Where'd you learn the word scub, Mark?
Say this is like a teacup.
Yeah, Marky's made up the word scub. Where'd you learn the word scub, Mark?
Nobody teach.
No one taught you?
No.
Just you just made it up?
Do
you
think it's noted? Nobody teach.
Oh, you just noted. You just noted. Yeah. Is it a nice word?
No, God told me that.
No, God.
That's safe.
Right. Because God knows everything, right? Mark? Is it a nice word?
Yeah.
Is it better than mug? Is scub say sound prettier than mug?
Scub and mug, both of them are prettier.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them.
And what's the bad word?
Shut up.
Shut up. Okay, very good, Mark. Marky, I gave Marky his socks and underoos. And I said, Marky, here's your socks and underoos to put on. And he said, I'm not going to school right now. And I said, uh-huh. And he said, so I don't have to put them on now. That's the conclusion of it, if I hadn't drawn it. Mark and I were playing ball, throwing a little golf ball. And Mark said, Daddy, you're proposed to do it like this. You know, it was P-R-E-P-O-S-E-D, instead of supposed to. And he showed me a smaller throw. It was the way he wanted me to do it. I told Mark, I'd like to have some milk. And he said, how about just a glass of water? And I said, okay. And he said, leave it to me. And I think what he meant was, just leave it out for me and I'll drink it. But, you know, he used that phrase sort of like, turn over responsibility to me, leave it to me. But, what do you mean, leave it to me, Mark? What does that mean?
Well.
What does that mean?
I don't know what we say.
So just tell me what it means. If you say, leave it to me, what does that mean?
You don't have to, drink it all by yourself.
You don't?
You don't have to drink it with another person.
Just do it all by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So he did mean that sort of do it all by myself, some sort of fuzzy concept of it. But he said, we're going in the car. I said, is it show and tell? And I said, I don't know. And I said, he said, well, Mommy said that she would color something if they had one day show and tell, because they had show and tell one day and I forgot. I'm sure this is true. They just recently started show and tell at his preschool.
No!
Oh, you're okay. I am remembering my show and tell because Mommy writted it down.
That's what we can play after this.
What can we play,
Marky?
Tag. After what? After what? Tag after what, Mark?
Our big snack.
After our big snack. He said, after our big snack, we can play something, and you can remember it, and then you remember it. Said, tag, that's what we can play after, and that's what you heard on the recording here. Looking for a buttercup, and he says, buttercup can't get found. In other words, I can't find a buttercup. What? Oh, Mark, that's enough about the buttercup. If I don't get a buttercup, I'm going to die. That's enough about a buttercup, Mark. I told Mark he had a cute idea when he put E.T. in the car. One of the cars, I said, he really knows how to play with things. I said, let's put him in put the dinosaur in the Tron cycle. And he said, no, don't put him in there. He might get lost. And I said, how about in this other car? And he said, yeah, that's a good idea. Put him in there. People can see him so he won't get lost.
Now what?
Okay, what's your good idea? Yeah. What do you do with them?
I pick them out of the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And then find them. You see it.
What's your idea, Marky? Oh, cute. That's where Han was. Did you know Han was lost?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was in that Tron cycle.
No.
He showed me his idea. He says, I just put this guy in here. And I said, that's a good idea. And he said, yeah, good brains, huh?
I have to get the other one.
Okay, Mark.
Down.
the other guy over on that part, right?
Huh?
What are you going to do with that guy? Where are you putting that guy?
I want all the toys out of my tree, out of this store.
Huh? How come?
I just want so I can play with all of them.
I'm sorry, I've got to work on your drawer, so you can't get in my way. Marcus said, now Daddy has to tie, but baby can't tie. Baby has to put on shoes. Talking about putting
babies
on shoes.
Babies can.
What?
Me baby can put on shoes.
You can?
Yeah.
How do babies talk?
Goo-goo, I want you. Goo-goo, I want you. That's the way they say I want you. Oh, the tongue.
Uh-oh. Got your shoe tongue. There you go. There?
Both of these tongues are better.
Okay, ready? Okay, now you can play. Oh, yeah, put away your toys.
Yeah.
Car is back to normal, and these guys can bump some more. This is his use of the phrase, back to normal. I've never even heard Ross use back to normal. I can unzip my jacket. I can zip up my jacket. I said, oh, yeah, yeah. You learned that at preschool, right? And he said, yeah. At first I couldn't, and then I could. Describing, which is true. He had some trouble doing it at first, and then later on he found he could do it. Mark is saying that he has new friends at preschool, Liney Man and Righty Man. And Ross said, well, if they're going to be man, just forget the man and call them Righty and Liney. You know, they're all going to be the same, so why fool around the use of man? Ross and Mark went to the Sleep and Splash with me on the way back. Marky was being fussy, and Ross said, Mark, is that any way to treat your dad? Your dad took you to a Sleep and Splash, and you think you would be nice to him. He was throwing a little guilt trip on, perfectly done, little guilt trip on Mark. I was mad at Mommy because she had told him he couldn't go upstairs and play with Ross, and he said, came to her and both, and to her and me both, and he said, Mommy beated the last kisses out of my heart. And I said, I'll put some kisses back in, and he said, you can't do that. No one can fix me.